Okay. You know, I'm proud of the team, the way that we fought. This team has a lot of toughness about them. It wasn't always pretty today. I don't think we played our best football, but we did a good job. We finally ran the football the way I expect us to run the ball, but we didn't start out very good offensively, and then defensively, I thought we had some lapses there in the second half. But it's a very, very good win for our football team. You know, when you're in these situations and you continue to get in these situations and you continue to find a way to win, that's what's most important. It's all about how you finish. And so I thought we did good in that area, and I'm proud of our guys. They, you know, on the sidelines, they stay tough. So, questions?
What's it say kind of about Charles Johnson? He lost the starting job. He'd been injured, having a tough year, and then to come up with a big catch like that.
Yeah, I don't know that he's having a tough year, but I know that Charles is a very good receiver. He's a great team guy. He works extremely hard every day, and you know, when you get the opportunities to make plays and you go out there and make them, that's good. And he did that today. It was a great catch. We have a lot of depth on this football team, and we're trying to develop a standard here that doesn't matter who it is or where it is. You line up and you go out and you go play.
Mike, you talk about toughness. It's also mental toughness on this team to perhaps play ugly, to not get down. Sometimes in the past, if the tide shifted, they couldn't come back. But that's a huge part of this team, don't you think, today?
Yeah, that's mostly what I'm talking about in toughness, the mentality of our football team. You know, we've been through some hurdles already this year, and we just continue to fight. You know, I wouldn't say it was ugly today. I would say we didn't play as good as we could. There was a lot of good things that we did, you know, especially early in the ball game. I thought we did some really good things. The punt return by Marcus Sherrills was great. You know, I thought defensively we played pretty good in the first half, and then, you know, and then we had spurts with the whole football team that we didn't play as well as I would like to. So, we're gonna look at the tape tomorrow, get things corrected, and move on to St. Louis next week.
What did you see from Teddy Bridgewater? I know he missed a couple throws early, including the one to Wallace, but when you guys needed him there in the final part of the fourth quarter.
I think I've been asked the question about, can this guy, you know, if he had to, lead us back to a victory, and I think you saw that today. You know, and one of the even more impressive things was we got sacked on the first down, and second and 18, he scrambles and gets the first down, and then continues to make plays down the field. You know, they have some good rushers up front. I thought our offensive line, for the most part, did some good things today. But Teddy made some huge plays when he needs to, and that's Teddy. You know, that's what he does.
Can you say about Stephon Diggs? I mean, they bottled him up early in the game, but the way he came on, and especially the touchdown pass there.
Yeah, it was great. It was a great run after catch, really. And you know, Stephon's he just continues to get better, and it's nice to get these young guys involved. We got Pruitt involved some today. We got Diggs quite a few, and so you know, the more the merrier.
In the situation and to come out and win the game after all he's been through. Is it nice to see that he said he likes that you had the confidence to put him in that situation, and obviously he came through for you?
Yeah, well, I knew he was going to make it. He's been making them every day in practice. He's been, what, 9 for 9? You know, the ball came off his foot good. You can tell when a guy's kicking the ball good. You know, there's a thump to it, and he thumped it pretty good, and it was dead down the middle.
Maybe it was a little extra sweet for you?
Somebody asked me that yesterday, and it's, you know, maybe a few years ago, maybe, but I'm a Viking, you know, Minnesotan, you know, all that. So I don't think about any of that stuff anymore. It's, I can't remember. This might be the first time I've won in Chicago, though. I know we played him here on Monday Night Football when I was in Dallas early, and Emmett got hurt. I don't know if we won that game, but a couple other times I've been here, we have not won. So it's good. Just another thing to mark on our checkbook. Can't win in Chicago. We can't win on the road. Can't win two division games in a row. What else is there? Can't win in temporary stadium. Keep coming up with them.
I saw somebody tweet or something. Did you and Adam wear something that said, like, BZ in honor of your father?
I didn't wear it in the game because I'm not going to get fined. Okay. But I do have a pin for my dad, yeah.
Do you always wear that before games, or was it just because this game's in Illinois, or was it different or anything like that?
I wear it all the time.
You wear all the time.
Like you mentioned, the improvement in the running game. Was that blocking up front, or is that a lot on Adrian today?
I think both. I thought Adrian looked like Adrian. You know, he hit that thing downhill. I thought we had a nice scheme. I thought the offensive coaches did a good job in that. We stayed on the blocks. We got to the second level better today, I thought, and he ran with, like he runs, with violence.
What happened on the Sherrill's punt return that allowed him to get that running lane down the sideline?
I don't know. I think we blocked him. I'd be lying if I told you I could see all that. But we talked about, you know, their punt team likes to come after you. And so we talked about we need to get a good return, a big return, and that's about as big as you can get, especially at that time.
How do you think Cutler performed? I know he was able to do. You were worried about making plays with his legs.
Yeah, and he did a couple times. Yeah, we made way too many mistakes today, especially in the second half defensively. Just simple things that shouldn't have happened. You know, I thought in the early part of the ball game we played well, but just, you know, it's probably my fault some of the things we did today. We didn't play near as good as I would like us to play.
Would you do the touchdown he scored differently, the rushing touchdown, or was that just a good play?
We busted that. We didn't have any contain on the edge, so that was a mistake that we made. And so.
Are there any updates on Everson Griffin? I know he didn't come back.
He had a stinger. He should be fine.
Stinger. And his dig's okay, so he chucked his helmet at the end.
Yeah. I don't know what he did yet. They said they hadn't checked him out yet, but he should be fine.
Hummings came back, so he should be fine. No issues there. Anybody else on the injured?
You want me to just throw them out there?
Sure, why not?
Nobody else. They're
tell
all healthy. All healthy and accounted for.
You guys seem to be covering those wide receiver screens really early in the game. Is that a concerted effort, or were they individually nice plays from the defenders?
Well, Chicago does it a lot, and, you know, everybody tries to do it against us, so it's important that we play it good, but I thought we played them well. You know, they come out in the early part of the ball game expecting blitzes, and, you know, that's a lot of teams' answers now, blocking downfield with the receivers and when the ball's in the air and things like that. So we have to work on it a lot, and I think we'll continue to get better at it. Good. All right, thank you.